You're Matt Rock, Q94. Again, thanks for hanging with us. Hope this morning adventure is rolling right along. And again, with us is head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzly basketball team, Jared Fay, and the voice of the Grizzlies, Harlan Hutchison. Well, how does the conference look this year?
I think it looks really good. You know, it's always a tough conference. There's no weak links, and every night's a battle. Three Rivers has Matt Hampton, a really good returning player. He was first team all conference, one of the better players in our conference last year. And I know they've added some other pieces. Moberly's going to be, like they always are, really good. Mineral will be good. And State Fair is a new coach. Came from NEO, Jeremy Jackson. He does a great job. His teams were perennially ranked in the top 25. So it'll be a battle for sure.
Well, this year's Grizzly team, what's some of the bigger differences that folks are going to see and you expect?
I think we'll guard better. We got guys that are a little bit more athletic. We definitely shoot the ball better. And knock on wood, I think we have more depth. You know, you're always kind of scary to say that in October because you don't know what's around the corner. But I think we got good depth. I think we can play a little faster. We can maybe press a little bit and get after it.
Well, Harlan and I, we talk, of course, each year, but you guys have had some brutal schedules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the competition that you play early in your schedule, they're tough.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, part of it is because our conference is really tough, and we try to do what we can to prepare. We had some really, really tough non-conference games, but I feel a little bit better about our group, and I think they're a little bit more ready for those games.
Now, with your depth this year, at this level, it's so fast, and you know, all these kids can play ball.
Mm-hmm.
But finding the rotation, you know, and that's always, because you've talked about that a lot in years past, that it's key to find that right blend, that right rotation, that right mix and match out there on the floor. Do you feel like that may come a little easier this year with the players?
I think so. I think, again, our good group of returners, and then the transfers we have, you know, they've kind of been through the fire a little bit. But, you know, last year Ryan Richardson ended up probably being our best player by the end of the year, and in November he wasn't starting and he wasn't playing a lot. So I tell the guys that all the time. Some of it's on them and them to figure out what they need to do and keep working when things aren't going their way, and usually a group emerges.
Now, of course, as well, you know, you got some new players. It's a new team. What about the coaching staff? Still intact?
Yep.
Or some different faces?
So Mike Poindexter left, and he got a head coaching job at a Division II junior college in Illinois. But we do have Joe Greenwood back. He's been our grad assistant the last couple of years. We were able to hire him full-time. And then Walt Belcher, of course. It's really good having two guys that, you know, as far as recruiting, they were here all spring, all summer. I haven't always had that, but they do a really good job, work really hard, and really good at skill development with the guys, and very fortunate to have them.
Right on. Again, we're talking with head coach of the MSU West Plains Grizzlies, Jared Fay, and we're going to continue that chat. Stay with us. There's more coming right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.